This podcast is brought to you by Real Life Captioned Eroticas. Check the link in the description for the sexy, visualized stories of your dreams. The next story is posted by Reddit user Practical Magic. The title of this story is, I Let a Stranger I Met on the London Underground Come Inside Me. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the story.
I met him on the tube on the way home from meeting a friend for lunch one day. He looked so proper in his business suit and leather shoes. But you could tell he had a fit body beneath it all. He had seen that I was running to get on the train. But the doors were already closing. He decided to grab the doors back open just before they shut on me. I wasn't sure exactly why he did. Passengers hate when people do that. And there's always another train on the way in a few minutes. But he did. He was 6 feet with a handsome jawline and short, neat facial hair that blended into his short black hair. There was something quite innocent about him for someone who is that handsome. Having said that, I know I give off an incredibly innocent vibe, but people don't know the things I do to myself at night, let alone if I have a chance to be alone and naked with someone who looks this good. I'm only 51, so I could feel him towering above me. I was wearing my shirt buttoned through a yellow summer dress, which allows me to show off my smooth legs. He invited me to coffee near his place and hit it off. He asked me back to his place, and before I knew it, I was standing in his living room at 3 p.m. on a Saturday. I could see what he wanted from me, but he was too shy to say it. I wanted it too. Once we were at his apartment, I leaned into him, letting him know I wanted him. He touched my cheek ever so gently with his fingertips, before cradling my head softly in his hand and moving in to kiss my lips tenderly. I closed my eyes instinctively and felt myself fall weak in his embrace. I placed my hand against his chest as he kissed me with increasing passion. I could feel my cheeks flushing red as I felt his desire for me rising. He pulled me in close against his body. I felt my breasts push against his muscular pecs as I began kissing him back, needing him as much as he needed me. I felt his hand slide from my back down to rest on my ass. He was breathing noticeably faster now, and I could feel the heat rising between my legs as he explored my body. He pulled my hips in towards his with the hand he had on my butt, and I felt the hard bulge inside his jeans pressing firmly between my legs through the thin material of my dress and my cotton underwear. I groaned softly as I felt him against me. I needed what was hiding beneath his jeans, and I felt it needed me. The material of his trousers tight around his huge bulge as though it wanted to tear through his zipper and find its way between my thighs. He clearly heard my groan because he moved to kiss my neck passionately, and as if undoing my vocal cords with his tongue, my groans started to come more frequently and rise in volume. His lips and tongue against my soft skin drove the intensity of the heat between my legs ever higher. I felt myself internally begging to be touched, but my body was already enraptured with his touch to the point that I couldn't vocalize my desire. His hand moved under the strap of my dress. He moved it to one side and let it fall over my shoulder, exposing my breast to him for the first time. I watched his eyes move from mine and down to my erect nipple before he let out a sigh and began kissing his way down my neck to my nipple. His lips closed around my hard nipple and sucked on it lovingly. I felt a thunderbolt of pleasure run through me, and then a hot wave of cum escape from between my legs and soak into my panties. My knees buckled slightly as I felt myself getting wet for him, but he held me tight around my waist with his free arm. His arms were so muscular, I felt so safe inside his embrace, but I also felt hot with burning desire at wanting him to use his powerful body to fuck me hard into his headboard. As if he had heard my thoughts, he pulled away from my chest with his lips, kissed me deeply, then grabbed my ass with both hands and lifted me onto him. I instinctively wrapped my legs around his waist and held his head in my hands as I kissed him, while he carried me to the couch in the corner of the room and lay me down. He climbed on top of me, and I finally knew what it felt like to be underneath him. I looked at him with desperation as I grabbed his hand and moved it to my inner thigh as he lay down beside me. I'm so wet for you, I whispered gently in his ear as his hand felt its way up my smooth inner thigh, getting closer and closer to the source of the burning heat between my legs. I want your fingers inside me, I whispered again, and I felt his fingertips press against the material between my soaking lips, which caused me to moan and lean my head against his. His fingers traced up and down my panties between my lips. I could feel the slick sensation of my cum coating the inside of my underwear as he did. I couldn't wait much longer. I needed him. So I pulled the soft, cum-soaked material to one side, then guided his hand against my exposed pussy with mine, coaxing him to slide his fingers inside of me. But he resisted momentarily and circled my clit, driving me crazy with ecstasy. My back arched and my legs spread wider involuntarily as every fiber of my being begged him to give me what I need. He moved his head down my body and began to suck on my nipple again, freeing the other as he did and alternating between them while he circled my clit and gently teased my entrance. I felt insatiable. I couldn't hold myself together much longer, so when his fingers moved back to focus on my clit, I moved my own hand between my thighs and gently slipped my middle finger inside myself. I felt my pussy squeezing gently around my finger as I pushed inside, my hot wet walls hugging my finger, welcoming it, and clutching to it, knowing the pleasure I can get from it. The reaction on his face nearly made me come immediately. His mouth fell open as he felt my hand join his, now fucking myself along with him. "Oh fuck, you're such a naughty girl," he groaned, which made my eyes roll into the back of my head. "You like when I fuck myself?" I asked him sweetly as I looked into his eyes and bat my eyelids innocently. "Ugh fuck," he groaned louder as I spoke those words. I slid my ring finger inside myself to join my middle finger. I lifted my feet off the couch and gently pushed him off me so that he could watch me finger my tight pussy for him. "I love to fuck myself at night," I say softly, loving that he's so into it I need to make myself come every day. I love that feeling of being the innocent student during the day, no one suspecting that the shy girl has a drawer full of toys at home she likes to play with when she's alone. And I love surprising my partners when they discover my primal instincts, my animalistic desires beneath the surface of my insatiable libido, almost as if something snaps inside him. Like he flicked the switch to his primal instinct, he dives between my legs, pulls my hand away from myself, pulls my soaked panties off of me, and licks the cum I have dripping down my ass before sliding his tongue between my lips. I throw my head back and groan loudly as I felt this sudden burst of sexual need emanating from him. I lost control of my moaning as I felt him explore my pussy with his mouth, his lips sucking on my clit, making my body quiver with pleasure, his tongue sliding as deep as he could manage inside me. I couldn't contain myself for long before I felt my pleasure pushing me to a place of no return, my strained groans escaping my throat as I clutched at his head buried between my thighs, his tongue incessantly pleasing my pussy. I couldn't control my legs as they shook on either side of his head. I squeezed my nipples as I felt my orgasm rush through me. My pussy and ass contracted repeatedly as I felt the pleasure that each pumped through me. Still reeling from my orgasm, I sat up and frantically unbuckled his belt. I let his hard cock free from his boxers and I marveled at the sight. He had a girth, rigid cock with pre-cum dribbling from his thick tip. I couldn't help myself. I grabbed his cock and started stroking it as I tasted his salty pre-cum off his cock with the tip of my tongue. I circled the head of his cock for a few seconds, enjoying his moans and his taste before I started sucking on his cock hard. I wanted all of him inside my mouth. I loved feeling the size of him filling my mouth, pumping up and down on him, and feeling him reciprocate by gently fucking my mouth back. Eventually, he grabbed me by the hair and started fucking my mouth, groaning with pleasure. I wanted him to release his load in my mouth so badly, to feel his hot salty cum shooting into my mouth before I swallow every drop. But I needed his cock inside me more. I took his cock out of my mouth and lay in my back again. I put each of my hands under my knees and held my knees to my chest, my legs spread wide for him. "Fuck me, please," I look at him, pleading, feeling how exposed I am, wanting him to take control of my body and use me for his pleasure. He maneuvered himself on top of me, between my legs. He desperately tries to pull down his trousers as I lay there beneath him, watching him, transfixed by my bare, wet pussy in front of him. My hips gyrate slightly as I wait for him to get his pants off, feeling my juices begin to drip down my butt once again, and decide to tease him a little by gently rubbing my butthole with my middle finger, spreading my cum around it as I do so. It actually feels incredible, even though I mostly did it to tease him. After what feels like a year, he finally presses his bare cock between my legs. I can feel his firm hot shaft pressing between my lips as he slides it up and down my pussy. On one of his downstrokes, I feel the head of his cock slip a little lower than before, and I immediately push my heels into his butt, pushing his hips into mine, forcing his cock inside me. "Oh fuck," he grunts as he feels his cock unexpectedly slide inside my pussy. I groan loudly, feeling his girth opening me up and filling me. My pussy wants to grab hold of his incredible cock as I force him to push it deeper inside me. He didn't need any more encouragement. He began to fuck me hard, and I turned my head to find something to grab hold of as I felt him pin me down and start to fuck me hard. I heard myself moaning uncontrollably as I felt his cock sliding deep inside me, and all the way out, teasing my opening with each stroke. his cock coated in my thick cum. Each thrust brings me closer and closer to the edge again. I grab his back and dig my nails into his skin as my body begs for more. Oh God, I'm gonna come again, I screamed, knowing the neighbors must have been able to hear my ecstasy. I want them to hear though. I need them to hear how hard I'm being fucked. It turns me on. I wrapped my arms around him as I felt my nervous system explode in fireworks of pleasure. I couldn't stop coming as he continued to pound me hard into the cushioned couch below me. Suddenly, I felt his bare cock begin to spasm a little inside me. It felt so hot I used all my energy to focus on that feeling. I encouraged him as much as I could through my moans, "Yes, yes, yes, come inside me. I need it so bad." He grunted loudly as his grip tightened on my waist. I felt his cock spasm hard inside me, but this time it didn't stop. Then I suddenly felt his hot cum shooting deep inside me, making me shudder with pleasure. "Yes, fuck, I need all of it inside me," I say, willing him on as I tried to buck my hips on his erupting cock. He collapsed, panting beside me, and I felt his thick cum starting to trickle out of me and down my ass. I looked him in the eyes as he lay there panting. "Please, I need more," I said as I began to stroke my clit once again.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.